So it's the Culture Department, DJ Dips, Paranormal DJs in the building.
Let's go, baby.
How fun?
I'm good, my guy.
I say this conversation is going to be a tough one.
Not exactly, but exactly.
Exactly. How fun? What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling.
New music Friday in a bit.
In a little bit.
In a little bit. Well, yeah, Arasta is dropping tomorrow.
I'm excited.
But you didn't hear the full. Trust me, you love the album. It's a dope album, and I feel like everybody's going to love it as well. As in, I feel like Arasta has not missed since she has started.
I'm looking forward to.
She's going to be dope.
It's Hungry Ashake.
No, that's the one that's out. She vibes dropped. Yeah. Okay, there's one on the song where she did like a sample of Don Jazzy's. Who did You Bad? What's this guy? Wandeko.
Yeah.
She like a sample of Wandeko's You Bad.
You bad.
Like it was crazy, bro. The album has enough slaps. I like Arasta, man. Shout out to Arasta.
Beautiful eyes.
What's going on? How you check this our game? How is this our game treating you? How you they look this our game?
Oh man.
So far.
Speaking of this DJ, the whole DJ thing industry, my take on it is there's so many wrongs, man, and we need to do better.
You feel like we need to do better.
From the top
to the bottom.
The top DJs down. Everyone needs to do better, man. I understand that everyone is, you know, fighting for themselves and trying to, you know, be the one. But then there's a community and we can do better by pushing the industry from the way DJs are being paid to the way DJs are being spoken to the way DJs are being treated.
That respect is very, it's very key. It's very key.
Very, very key. And very a lot key. Of DJs don't get respect until they see that maybe you pull up looking all
fresh.
All fresh.
Yeah. It's very face. Very face value. Very face value.
Then DJs also need to, you know, when you walk into the room, whatsoever, you need to, you know, walk with your head up.
Yeah.
Your shoulders broad. Don't just.
I want to say be proud a little bit, but
yeah.
For lack of a better word, no, don't be proud. Just, I mean, know your worth, basically.
Yeah.
That type of
so
stuff.
Yeah. For example, I would say a few months ago, a sport reached out to me, residence for 2 nights. Yeah, I told them what I wanted and. You know, they started with the whole, you know, we're a new sport, blah blah blah. But then aside that, we didn't come to a compromise, which was fine. But then, you know,
this is what you're taking.
Yeah, we didn't
you're
come
not
to
going
a compromise,
back on it.
Which is fine. I respect that. But then, you know, word always gets out, and I've heard that them DJs, the residents there now, what they are being paid,
rubbish,
peanuts, man, rubbish, man, and that's not good enough. It's not nice, man. Because first of all, I think people think DJing is just
press play
your laptop and press play and play. No,
and play all the dope songs.
You need to. DJing is physically and mentally draining. Because aside from just looking at your music folder, sometimes you just have to think, especially if you are playing a short 45 minutes, 1 hour set, you don't really have time to be looking for songs. You are thinking of the next song.
You're playing the songs. One person is coming in your ear, play this. That one is saying, play like it's,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And then someone will come to you, one idiot PR guy will come to your ear. My ballers want to hear my piano. My ballers want to hear hip hop. Like, dude, if you actually have sense, how does it make sense to you that a DJ is playing and you, as a PR guy for the night, you are coming to the DJ and saying that the DJ needs to, you need to play my piano or play something? Things like that affects the DJ mentally, because DJing is also, it has to be your mental strength.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes a lot from mental, especially when someone is constantly in your head that you play this, play that, you can't do that. It's another thing if DJ is playing trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I believe that hardly happens.
Yeah.
But if the DJ is playing trash, you can then say, okay, DJ, I play rubbish show. Let another person play politely or switch
or whatever,
it up.
Yeah.
But you then coming to say your ballers want to hear, your ballers want to hear. Come on, don't we as DJs and players, we need to stop doing things like that. It's not nice. It's really, really not nice. And sadly, a lot of DJs cannot speak up. Will not speak up because I'll speak up now. Why not anything? I'll just get a text.
They won't put you on again.
I'll get a text that don't come to work on Monday.
I feel like you almost have to do this job like you don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you say don't come again, fuck it.
Yeah.
But you're going to do you every time you're on those decks. That's how me I approach it.
True.
Like,
which is as a DJ,
that's how you get peace of mind.
Yeah.
Because when you let people get in your ear all the time, you just end up playing rubbish.
You would.
And that's why you start hearing things like, oh, everybody's playing the same thing.
Yeah.
Because those niggas that are playing hip hop and the rest for, you're playing for a particular section, and those other guys want to hear something else. So the whole thing gets messy. And then the next guy comes on, tries to be careful and play the same piano P. That's why you start hearing things like, oh, Omo, DJs are playing the same thing. DJs are playing the same thing. And but I feel like if you leave the DJs alone to do their thing, they won't play the same thing.
They won't play the same thing, one. And then you cannot. Everyone has where they are going to. Some people get to the club at 3, at 4, blah, blah, blah. But then you're walking to the club early. You know that it's another thing if you've been in the club since 1 or 2 and you're hearing like 2 or 3 songs every 40, 50, 1 hour. That's different. But then you're walking to the club at 4 a.m. and you're seeing the DJ is playing trash. Bro,
where were you 2 hours ago?
Yeah, but then, that being said, DJs also need to do better.
Of course, of course.
We
some
DJs need to do better. Some. Always, like me for example, I always make sure I get to wherever I'm playing, residence or guest DJ, at least 1 hour before my set,
so you can hear what the guy before you is playing.
Playing.
Yeah,
I know how to create my my style of play for that night or for that moment.
Unless you are very sure that you're going to enter a lane that you know that they haven't played.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm saying, you know, most times if you're about to play next, you know there is no way that the DJ has played EDM. At least 9 out of 10 times. So unless you want to jump into something like that, or jump into like dance hall. Or maybe even hip hop, because I feel like these days they don't even play those trap sets like that anymore.
Shout out to people like DJ Sniper that still
he's heavy on hip hop.
Playing a lot of hip hop, trap, R&B. Shout out to Sniper.
Okay, he's a trap guy.
Proper trap guy, man.
Shout out to Sniper.
And, you know, I like the fact that he confidently plays it without giving a fuck.
Like, don't stress me.
Even
like,
at Quilox, like, you know that. Because I know, I think he plays at Quilox Saturdays. Even at Quilox, you know that people are always like, they want to hear.
Vibes.
Yeah. Nigga goes on and just does his thing, man. So shout out to him for always doing that. Yeah. And that thing is, So I was at, Consequence had this
zero gravity.
I think.
Okay, the last one. I saw you play. You won the bill now.
I think it was the last one. Was it the last one? It was the one before the last one. I think.
The anniversary.
It was anniversary, and there's something that came up between DJ Prince and I, and we just
ran. You guys were just talking.
We were just talking, and I think something happened, and he brought it up to me, and I was like, yo, even before coming here,
Prince doesn't like disrespect, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't like disrespect.
He doesn't. I told him Shout out to
Prince.
Even before coming here, I created a mini folder for that event because I didn't want to play any of the popping songs. It's not my party. You need to leave that for the main DJ. She gets his consequence party. It doesn't matter if consequence is good, whatsoever. It's his party. So in my head, I'm like, you are a DJ, you go up next or you go up whenever you want to play, and the next thing is you are playing all the popping songs. It's not your party. Don't do that. I see that.
Is that an unspoken rule?
Yeah.
You say it's an unspoken rule.
Yeah. Because I feel, okay, you are on the, you know, you're among the DJs that are going to play. You get there, you just start playing all the new songs back to back. Come on, man.
But you know, on a gig that you have like 10 people on the bill, it's very hard to not.
It is.
It's very hard to not do that.
And I you know what, Dips, it's not hard. DJs are just lazy. I played a 40-minute set and I did not play any popping song.
And that's you now, right? Then the next day I will come and maybe do that as well. Then the guy after him will come and try and do that as well. But you know, we're talking about a 10 DJ list.
Yeah, but then...
So by the time I'm reaching like number 8, number 7, then I start entering all the good songs already.
I understand that.
And the crowd also wants to hear that good
song. I understand
too.
That the crowd wants to hear the good song, but there are ways in which you can... You know, chip in one new song.
Okay, and then take it back
like
a little.
Three,
okay,
four,
I get what you're saying.
You get old,
there are jams,
sir.
There are jams, actually. There are jams.
There are way too many songs.
If people can be open-minded enough to just listen.
There are way too many songs. And it's funny how Prince was like, I don't want to call the DJ's name, but Prince was like, yo, I told this guy before going on that, he should not do this. That he should listen to the way Paranormal
played.
He's playing that he did not play any of the popping songs, and swear to God,
yeah, did the opposite.
Bro played. Okay, I can't lie. That set was a murder set.
Okay, well,
I give it to that. It was a dope set, but no holds bad. That guy did not hold back. He just it was like he played like his life depended on that set. Well, that's how he played. So I think we need to do better on that.
But also, it's like, so how do I put it? So like you said, the guys that will come in at 11 o'clock and stay till like 2 o'clock is one set. Then there's another set that might come in at like 1 and play till like 3. So the songs that those ones heard, the ones that are coming in at 1 probably didn't hear it. So it might not matter that you're playing those songs again at a later time. You get like he might like the last guy can come on and play everything that some guys already played. You get, but people won't really notice because it's possible that the people that are there at the time just came not too long ago.
Another thing about clubbing is playing the club is always think of the DJ that will play after you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I play.
Okay, why did you say that? I mean, I don't feel like people think about me.
No, DJs don't. A lot of DJs don't.
So me, I just go in with that mentality.
Yeah, nobody's thinking about me. Yeah,
I'm going to play and what I'm going to
play. You know,
play
I've always, to an extent, I still have a little bit of that in me.
And to be honest, I kind of like it when you even play what you want to play.
Yeah.
I feel like it puts me to the test. Like, it makes me.
I don't.
It puts me on my game. Like,
I really don't care. Whatever a DJ before me is going to play, I don't send your mom.
Play whatever, man,
because I have folders for decades.
Do you understand?
She gets. I'm not scared. I'll play, and it's not just having a folder. In my head, I have a music library in my head. But then, my idea of always caring for the next guy is you play all the new songs. One straight out, back to back new songs. My idea of clubbing is you're trying to keep people here. So if you play all the new songs in 41 hour, we've heard all the new songs.
You've heard all the new songs, right? Yeah. So it's like mixing. Okay, I get what you mean. That's. I mean, but not everybody has that mindset too.
A lot of guys don't. A lot of these DJs don't.
Everybody wants to play that new stuff.
Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to be seen as the guy that. Well,
I'm even kind of happy when the guy before me has played all the new songs, because my own set will now be to come and remind you of some songs that you've forgotten about.
Yep. Way too many.
Do you remember this?
I like when DJs are able to confidently, without thinking about anyone, just play songs that no one would expect. Like Craig David, 7 days in the club.
Put some people on. Put people like, on new music, because a lot of people don't know Craig David, 7 days. I mean, like these new kids don't.
It's an old song.
Yeah,
it's a really old song. But then,
at least a 22 year old right now probably wouldn't know that song.
Yep, people. It's very like, possible. Dude, why would you just play Craig David's 7 days in the club? But wait till the chorus gets right, people singing the chorus. So things like that.
Yeah.
Surprise! That all those songs that give you the element of surprise.
Yeah.
So yeah, but then it is what it is, man.
It's one of those things that CK used to do that a lot at Velvet. Before Velvet became as big as it is right now, like, he used to do stuff like play Backstreet Boys at a certain time, and niggas are singing like, niggas are singing along, bro. Like, I wouldn't be there, I'll be surprised. Like, niggas are singing.
The thing is, I think part of what has given me the confidence to be able to, you know, play this song is because when I used to DJ Akabao, the owner, Dakbo, Ghost, shout out to him, never
disturbed your playlist.
Yeah, never held the DJs back on whatever you wanted to play. And that really helped, because
he gives you confidence. Yeah. Just, let me try this, let me try that.
I know that I'm going to play Craig Davis 7 days. I'm going to play TV Campbell's Can We Talk in the Club. And
niggas will sing.
People are going to sing. So club owners also need to do better and trust the DJ. It's another thing if the DJ plays rubbish and after the match you can call the DJ and say, yo, this thing worked, this didn't work, find your way around it.
But in that moment, let the DJ just cook.
But once you are in the DJ's head, yo, you're playing rubbish,
they will not want to play it safe and be playing those safe songs.
So shout out to Ghost, always allowed me to play whatever. Never held me back. I remember I played Bruno Mars' Versace on the floor, and one of my guys looked at me like, I remember very well, like,
what did you
do? I know when it got to the chorus part, Versace on the mind, girls just started singing in the club. And the girls were like, yo, like, bro, chill. So things like that. That is what makes clubbing an experience. Not always I'm a piano. No, we need to chill out.
Like, for everybody, it's not even a problem to play that.
It's not a problem.
The problem is when you've played that, the next guy too is coming and playing that. And the guy after that, it just makes it look like there's a shortage of songs. Like, there are no. Yeah. It just makes it look like there are no songs.
But
anymore.
Then, all that being said, clubbing in Lagos, you know, the thing is, because of the lounges we have now, clubbing in Lagos, you know,
lounges are turning into clubs too.
Like, what say they have?
Jonas, now you be they at have. The lounge till like
2 a.m.
You know,
I think lounges are where you can easily pull off these songs.
Yeah, true.
But
true.
Then, I've not really partied in La Vela to know how they play. But then, I've partied properly in Zaza and Pavilion. And shout out to DJ
Cypher will give them everything.
I'm not one of those DJs that hides my Shazam at the opener. I'm down. I know a lot of his songs. Sorry to cut you off. I know a lot of his songs he plays, but then I send it on my Shazam to remember it. If I notice that my Shazam cannot pick it out, just type it. I have a folder. Type it in there. I'm adding it to my playlist when I get home. So Cypher tends to remind me of a lot of
jams.
Old songs.
I'll go and stand beside him.
Yeah.
And
so the one I even remember was in December. There was this Chris Brown song he played forever. The BPM is 120. Let me quickly go to my playlist. I'm not a good singer. I should not go and sing rubbish.
I'm sure I'll probably. Oh, okay. I think I know it. I know the song.
Played it, bro.
I swear.
If you
I've forgotten
see
that
the
song,
way, if you see the way
niggas
people just went bonkers in the club, bro. I mean, Zaza. So things like that.
That's what
I like.
Create that wow, that wow.
Yeah, that wow factor.
Like, what?
That's what I like.
How did you think of that? You know, stuff like that. No, they are jams. Jams do.
And there are way too many jams. And we DJs, we need to be, you know.
And it's important to put people on new music too.
Yeah.
Like, what song is this? You know, let niggas come and check it. What song?
I understand that. Like I said, I understand that a lot of DJs are somewhat scared to look up to the owner and say, "Boss, this is. Let us do this." Because, like I said, you don't want to wake up the next day and receive a text that you've lost your job.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, but then you need to let these owners know, like, yo. Let us do more with this music policy thing. Don't put us in a box. It's not fun knowing that I'm going to wake up Friday. I don't need to go through my folder or create a playlist because I know it's the same thing I'm coming to play.
Mm.
But once DJ knows that he needs to be creative, he's going to sit down and go through his folder.
What's happening
in a minute, whatsoever. So all those things, it matters. The owners need to let the DJs let the DJs cook. And like I was having, there was before we get into this, you know that babe that was shouting, DJs always playing on my piano, blah blah blah, before we get into that. So I was having a conversation with one DJ. I don't want to call his name because I don't know what this video is going to get
to. Okay.
But anyway, just chatting, he was asking, how do I feel about it? So before I get to how I feel about that babe's video, there was something he said about where he plays. The owners always, he was playing like a lot of Afrobeat and that, and they were like, "I'm a piano man, piano." Like they were sending him messages.
My piano song.
And I think there was one of the owners around him beside, like, "Bro, I don't know." I think they sent someone to me, like, "Bro, let me just play this way, this night. That, please, not my piano every time." So that was where we
started the conversation.
But then, that also made me understand that it's not just the DJ's fault of, you know, wanting to play piano or the bag. These owners too are putting a lot of pressure on the DJs to stick to that tempo, like literally all night. Because the idea is, once the music is at bag level, the ballers will ball. So, yeah, but then it's just bag. There's no experience. I feel if our lounges and clubs are able to create or allow the DJs create
an experience
with the music, people would stay longer in the sports.
I don't feel like you're leaving here to go to the next place and gonna hear the same thing you just heard in the other place. Like,
and there's something about music that the way you react to it the first time will not be the way you react to it the second time. So owners, club owners, lounges, you guys need to also do better and let the DJs cook. Trust us.
Club or wedding?
At the moment, it's gotta be weddings for me, because the weddings are harder because you have to go around the world. You have to go back and forth.
That's why I kind of prefer weddings.
But then, I love having to do that because I know I can just go back, explore.
Go back as much, you can touch everywhere, like
but
you
club,
said.
I'll just open one folder. I can just do.
You can stay on one lane for tapping next song.
I don't share. So, and that is also because the club owners are not allowing the DJs cook. They've boxed a lot of these DJs, and DJs cannot speak up because they don't want to be sacked.
Nobody wants to be sacked.
Nobody wants to be sacked.
But I feel you, man. It's. I think it has to be like a general thing. Like everybody will be like, "Oh, you know what? This is how I'm going to play now." So I think if everybody starts to treat their library differently, it will trickle down.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I mean, amapiano is not the only genre now. There's so much music outside of amapiano.
But then, they made it look like if we don't play amapiano,
And I feel like that babe had the points. The babe you're talking about, right? She did, I feel like she had the points because, I mean, in a situation where what you're explaining is what's happening, that is going to be the result. You get, there will be some people in one side saying, "Ah, it's only my piano that these ones are hearing." Do you understand? Meanwhile, they don't know that it's not the DJ's fault. Somebody has probably told him, "Don't, you know, play this, play that." Do you get? And he knows that if he tries to be creative, wala fit de.
Wala fit de.
You understand? So, so it could have been one of those spots that she went to, and she's like, ah, and she just vexed. Oh, man, no be South Africa with the
1 year Afrobeat now.
Exactly.
But also, well, now I think a lot of these artists are starting to, you know, put out more Afrobeat songs. And leave the whole log drum on my piano sound for a little bit.
I was saying that thing recently. I was saying these days, it seems like the artists are making music without the DJ in mind. The music is dope, but it's like, how do I play this one in the club now? Like that. Okay, I'll give you an example. That Shea Vibes and Ira Star, Bad Vibes. Yeah. It's a lovely song. I love it. It's dope. But now, if I'll play that song in the club,
because of the intro,
I'll probably play it like around 3:30 when everybody's drunk, and just play the chorus, let everybody sing. No, they do bad vibes. Do you understand? And then maybe after that, switch to the next thing. You get what I'm saying? That Ashake and Victoria is a dope song too, but you might not necessarily know how to or when to bring it in. Do you understand?
It's not, really,
it's not your typical one.
What's his name on Shea Vibes and Bloody Civilian? What's up?
Okay,
bro.
I saw you post it one
bro.
Time. Song is dope. I'm not really bro. Listening to it yet.
Bro, so the thing is, I'm not the biggest Shea Vibe fan, and also because
I'm starting to enjoy him more.
Also,
because
I don't know. I like deep music, but I don't know. Maybe it was just too deep for me.
We share at first.
Yeah,
at first. I've started to enjoy him more now. I think his style has changed a little bit this year.
This year, he's
you know the difference. I think now he's a bit more on beats. You know, when he first came out that time, he wasn't really like he was singing what he was singing. He wasn't really
maybe
wasn't really hugging the beat too much.
The first project put out this year. That EP, Different Pattern, and Today, boom,
different
those songs.
That different pattern is hard.
Today, bro.
That different pattern those is hard.
Those two songs on that EP, hard as fuck. Then he came with this song with Bloody Civilian, bro.
That different pattern, when it drops, man, that shit is mad.
Bro, this is that song, like WhatsApp, that's a jam. It's a freaking,
I'm also feeling this, what's it called? Sars and Luigi Billions.
That's hard, but why did Sars do us like that now?
Why did you say that? Well, it was too short.
Not short, but
okay, like the
he let Luigi
the long the length before.
But don't worry, Sars.
No,
we the DJs. We have an extended version.
Oh, wait, I don't have an extended
version. I'll send it to you.
Me, I always cue it to. I always cue it to like
when the beat drops. The beat drops. Don't worry, that's I have I'm an saying. Extended version. I'll send it to you.
Confirm.
So yeah.
That one is hard. I like KLP and Black Bones. That one is hard. It's a warning.
Yeah, that's a dope ass song. And KLP, when he started singing, he has dropped a couple really good songs.
Dope songs.
DJs, you need to check him out.
Check him out. He's dope.
He's dropped
he's
a couple of really good songs. Especially that first one that he sampled Nelly's Dilemma. That song is hard.
KLP Sabi. KLP Sabi. What do you think about Azanti and Psycho YP, Naija Funk? You've heard it, have you?
That's a really good song, yeah.
Mad song.
That's a really good song.
So that one, if you're going to, there's a high chance that you might play it and you might not even know what, unless you're like probably in an hotel circle. There's a high chance you might play it. And okay, you probably play that in Hotbox and it'll fly.
Probably in Hotbox,
But
I love playing in Quilox.
I look at you like, bro.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, fam?
And that song that it was when you were playing on, I think you posted it when you play, I think when you're on radio on Sound City, you posted that Fireboys.
Obasima.
Obasima.
Obasima from the beginning has been.
You guys need to have that song on Obasima your playlist. That's easily my top three. One of my top three songs.
Obasima is hard. It's hard.
That song is too good. Song is such an amazing song.
It's hard. There was a time where when I'm on radio, I must play it. But now I've almost started to play it in the club. Say, you guys will hear it by force. I've started to play it in
that's
the club.
That's a really
now.
Good song. That's a really, really good song.
The song is hard. It's hard.
Yeah. People it's are hard. Just sleeping on it like it's not anything.
Do you understand? No, it's a really good song. The song is hard, though. It's hard. I mean, what else? What else have we missed? I think we've tried. We can end it then. Make a good chop waiting we don't drop already.
We can. But the moral of the story is we DJs, we need to
Not give a fuck. In summary.
Do better. And don't sell yourself cheap. People are ready to pay you peanuts.
Because I mean, it's a business at the end of the day, right?
It is. But don't say if you know you're not outspoken enough to, you know, ask for what you want.
Get a representative.
Yeah. We are selling ourselves. That's why you hear.
That's why the disparity between what you will ask for and what another person will take.
Yeah. Then you hear someone say, "But I can get this DJ to play for." Okay, if you can get that DJ to play for this amount or this price, why don't you go for him or her? I want to ask you a question. Yeah. You see the way female DJs are, you know, doing their thing now and they are dancing. You ever see like male DJ like after you also go to the front.
I don't think so. I've always wanted to ask them that when you are doing all those things, like, who is DJing?
Yeah.
When you leave, because me, I know that when I'm playing, right, I'm thinking about the next four songs that I'm going to play after the next two songs.
I think the worst.
So when you leave your deck and you leave it and then go to the front and I want to start dancing.
Yeah.
Who is DJing?
And you know, by the time you run back,
the song will don't finish now.
Yeah. The good part will come.
But so yeah, you need to tell us what you're really doing. Yeah. But I want to story for another day.
Yeah.
Everybody will be alright. Last. But the thing is, at the end of the day, I always say this thing. I feel like when these guys want to have those gigs, they know who they call.
True.
They know who they call. All that stuff doesn't faze me. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, they know who they call. They know who get the job done. Do you understand? So all that stuff does. It's good for aesthetics though. Do you understand? You get me? But everybody will be fine, man. My own is just treat the game with respect. Don't act like it's a means to an end. Just treat it with more respect. Because I feel like a lot of people are not doing it because they love it. They just see it as an easy getaway.
To make the next quick buck or
make the next move or get themselves in the limelight for what they really want to do.
And it's affecting.
It's making the thing look weird.
Everyone feels like, okay, because I have 300, 400, 500K followers.
You know what I'm saying? Before it was acting.
Yeah, my bestie would teach me how to DJ. Yeah. And I'm a piano. Once I play 1 hour piano set, I'm badass DJ.
Before when I'm acting, then they used to do that thing.
Yeah.
But like I say, the acting parts don't cast.
So when I'm DJing, they used to do that. So
You know.
And PR promoters, club owners, stop booking DJs on cloud.
Yeah. Instagram DJs.
Yeah. You see all those DJs that will come.
I'll mix Michael Jackson with Lagbaja.
Lagbaja or.
You see that thing, you'll be like.
Christian Dior with Amapiano.
You be like, beg.
I'm not against. Mixing all these things, but
it's fine. I mean, blending is cool, right? But the thing is, when you're in places that matter, you don't really give a fuck about those things. So trust me.
Yeah.
Go to a wedding and be mixing Michael Jackson with Lagbaja and see what happens. Whether they're not 3 years.
So let's chill out on booking DJs or because they posted one 30 second
that went viral.
mixing. Bro, they practice that shit before they posted it. But they don't practice that thing for like.
Do you know any of those things that? Do you know any of those things that people send to me? Bro. When I see those videos, like, somebody will send that thing to me. Like, if I slap you and the.
Okay, fine. You've sent it to me. Beautiful.
What do you want me to do?
They should go play the club for 1 hour or 2 hours now.
Bro.
Yeah, there are some DJs that, you know, that post those things and.
Don't send me those shits,
they,
man.
They know how to play, but then.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't count, man. Proper a lot of the proper DJs. Don't give a fuck about all those posting, mixing, Akpala disco and
more they go before we go and say
and
before we go and say the one that will make them hits.
Yeah?
I say before we go and say everything will make them hits.
And everybody know, man. There's no hits here. I'm just saying.
We're just saying how it is though. Really, because that's how I see it.
But like you said, there are, you know, people have a way of thinking, and the next thing is. They just go and, you know, put out hate speech or hate conversations with their friend and see what these ones are
saying. They'll say we're hating.
I don't know if they're me or Ryan. I don't send anybody. Yeah, I'm chilling.
I swear. It's all good, man.
Yeah, not trying to disrespect anyone. Just saying how it is. Let's just chill out on those mixes.
On those, yeah.
The main aim of a DJ is.
I mean, blends are good, right?
They're amazing.
They're amazing. But just know where and when to
shout
do
out to Uncle Boo Boo. Nobody does it like
nobody him. Nobody does it like him. Yeah.
Bubu that started it. And everybody's now jumping on this like Bubu does the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, Bubu does it the best. I don't think anybody does it better than him actually. Bubu can mix anything with anything.
Yeah.
I saw one video, I'm like, how did this guy think about this one now? As in, he mixed happiness with one Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
How did you think?
Good.
Yeah, it was dope. I'm like, how did you think?
Really good. Yeah.
How did you think about that shit? You know,
I like the way he's now being creative with it. You know, he's now adding the lyrics.
Like, I mean, yes, that lane. Just leave that lane for him. Let him. Some people knows how to do it. Some people just want to do it. But he does it well. So leave it for him.
Mix what's it called, one Christian song with you guys, let's chill,
bro. Come on, it's all good, man. Shout out to everybody at the end of the day. Shout out to Paranormal for coming through.
Shout out to Deeps for having me come and run my mouth a little bit.
So we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Peace out.
Peace out.